This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Shrestha with the news, the headlines first. Various programs organized on the occasion of Gen Z Martyrs Day. Ravi Lamichhane urges continued creative scrutiny and performance reviews. Deaths are 1,364 people confirmed so far due to Bhotikosi floods. 10 days estimated to reopen the road at Krishnabhir in Dhading. And India-Bangladesh rail officials begin talks to resume passenger train services. Now the news in detail. Nepal has observed its first Gen Z Martyrs Day by organizing various programs. The day commemorates those who lost their lives during the Gen Z movement of September 8th and 9th last year. The movement, which began with a government ban on social media platforms, soon expanded into a broader protest against corruption, nepotism, unemployment, poor public services and lack of accountability in governance. Thousands of young people took to the streets demanding political and institutional reforms, greater transparency and equal opportunities. The movement eventually led to the dissolution of the then government and the formation of an interim government under former Chief Justice Sushila Karki. The interim government successfully conducted the March 5th general election. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party RSP, which secured nearly two-thirds of the votes, subsequently formed the government under the leadership of Prime Minister Balendra Shah. Chairperson of the ruling party, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party RSP, Ravi Lamichhane, has said time has brought the party into position to respond to each question raised by the Gen Z population. Issuing a press statement on the first Gen Z Martyrs Day today, Chairperson Lamichhane said the movement was not held at the call of any particular political party. Stating that the Gen Z movement was a completely spontaneous awakening of young people, he said no political party or leader should dare to interpret or exploit it for narrow political gains, recalling that a new political awakening emerged in Nepal's history exactly 1 year ago today. Lamichhane said Gen Z groups across the country had taken to the streets peacefully but with firm determination, expressing their frustration over years of entrenched corruption, political division, institutional incompetence, restrictions on citizens' fundamental rights and a lack of opportunities. Chair Lamichhane urged all young people, civil society and the general public to continue constructive scrutiny and rigorous reviews of performance. Chair Lamichhane said everyone must unite in this historic journey of transforming public anger into a force for nation building while ensuring that a narrative of despair does not take root in the public psyche. Home Minister Sudhan Gurung has said the government is committed to fulfilling the dreams of those who lost their lives in the Gen Z movement. Speaking at an event organized by the Gen Z Martyrs Families Welfare Society at the former Federal Parliament building in New Baneshwar today, Home Minister Gurung said the government was committed to ensuring good governance and ending corruption. Gurung said he was making every possible effort to uphold good governance and control corruption in recognition of the trust placed in him by the people. A total of 1,364 bodies had been recovered on Tuesday following the devastating floods in the Bhotikosi River in Rasua. Of the total, 173 bodies were recovered in Rasua, 197 in Nuakot, 70 in Dhading, 363 in Chitwan, 75 in Gorkha, 38 in Tanahu, 226 in Nawalparasi East and 222 in Nawalparasi West. After collecting DNA samples and completing the necessary procedures for identification, 1,140 bodies have so far been managed and securely buried. A total of 2,692 DNA samples have been collected for identification, including 1,280 samples from the deceased and 1,412 from their relatives. Details of 1,310 unidentified bodies have also been uploaded to the Nepali police website. Meanwhile, 3,245 people are being accommodated at holding centers in various districts. Nearly 11.77 billion rupees has been collected in the Prime Minister's Disaster Relief Fund and Prime Minister's Relief Fund for people affected by the August 26th Potekoshi floods. According to the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, 8.59 billion rupees of the total is currently deposited in 9 commercial banks. The government has already released 1 billion rupees to support flood victims in Rasua. It has been estimated to take another 10 days to reopen the road at Krishnabhir in Dhading along the Prithvi Highway. The road has been blocked since the Bhadra 14th of since the Nepali month of Bhadra 14th after floods in the Trishuli River eroded the riverbank, causing the road to collapse from below. Efforts to reopen the road have been underway continuously for the past 5 days. Around 7 to 9 excavators of various sizes are being used daily to widen the road from the side of the collapsed section. Ashok Devkota, field engineer and consultant for the Nagdhunga Mughling Road project, said traffic could resume in about 10 days if work continues at the current pace. He said reopening the road immediately is difficult as around 300 meters of road needs to be cut down from a height of 40 meters at Krishnabhir. The Nepali Congress has rescheduled its ward conventions under its 15th General Convention for September 19th and 20th after postponing them due to the devastating Bhotekosi floods in Rasua. The conventions will be held in 6,743 wards across the country with regional delegates to be elected. Rural and urban municipal conventions are scheduled for September 23rd, followed by Provincial Assembly and House of Representatives constituency conventions on September 26th. The party's Central General Convention will be held in Kathmandu from the 2nd to the 5th of October. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break. अहिले नै डाउनलोड गर 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गर हातमा एन्टी एप छ त सजिलो सुविधा लिन रिचार्ज गर्न होस् या ब्यालेन्स ट्रान्सफर गर्न कल डिटेल डेटा भोइसको स्ट्याटस थाहा पाउन गिफ्ट प्याक पठाउन वा फाइबर इन्टरनेटको जानकारी पाउन सजिलो छ है एन्टी एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गर 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गर प्ले स्टोर वा एप स्टोरबाट सजिलै नेपाल टेलिकमको एप डाउनलोड गर्न सकिन्छ नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार. Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The World Health Organization, WHO, has honored Nepal for its achievement in eye care and maternal and neonatal tetanus elimination. The Nepal Netra Jyoti Sangh and NJS received the WHO Southeast Asia Regional Public Health Champion Award 2026 for restoring sight to millions through accessible, people-centered eye care services and helping reduce avoidable blindness in Nepal. Meanwhile, Nepal was also recognized for sustaining the elimination of maternal and neonatal tetanus for a decade. The recognitions were presented during the 79th session of the WHO Southeast Asia Regional Committee in Delhi, Timor-Leste. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. India and Bangladesh, along with railway officials from both countries, on Tuesday began a 3-day meeting in Dhaka to work towards resuming passenger train services that had been suspended. Speaking to ANI News Agency, Bangladesh Railways Additional Director General Operations, Mohammad Nazmul Islam, said an intergovernmental railway meeting known as IGRM between India and Bangladesh will take the decision regarding when train services will resume and which specific services will restart. Cross-border railway links between India and Bangladesh remain non-operational following their suspension amid the widespread civil unrest in July 2024 that forced the then Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina to resign, flee to India on the 5th of August in 2024 and brought down her Awami League government. Canada's retaliatory tariffs on a range of U.S. goods came into effect on Tuesday with no signs of a trade deal on the horizon. According to the BBC, the counter tariffs will apply to nearly $28 billion Canadian dollars worth of American products, from steel to furniture to cotton t-shirts, and will be as high as 50%. Both the U.S. and Canadian Officials have said they would like to strike a deal, but no movement has been made to resume talks after they collapsed in the late August. Speaking to reporters last week, Prime Minister Mark Carney said Canada is still in search of a deal with the U.S. that is durable and in the best interest of both countries. U.S. Trade Representative Jamieson Greer said on Thursday the ball is in Canada's court. Greer said that there has been sparse communication with the Canadians since talks collapsed. President Donald Trump threatened on Monday to halt all U.S. business with Canada-based airplane maker Bombardier unless it moved its manufacturing south. Now, a sports update. Nepal lost to Hong Kong by 15 runs in the last match of the group stage under ACC Premier Cup cricket underway in Malaysia. In today's match, chasing the 262-run victory target posted by Hong Kong, Nepal was confined to 246 runs in 49.1 overs at the loss of all wickets. For Nepal, Ishan Pandey scored the highest 90 runs in 106 balls. Earlier batting first, Hong Kong scored 261 runs in 50 overs for the loss of 7 wickets. Babar Hayat scored 117 runs in 127 balls. For Nepal, captain Sandeep Lamichane took 4 and Sher Malla 3 wickets. With this victory, Hong Kong entered into the semi-final. Now Nepal will compete against Oman in the first semi-final of the tournament on Thursday. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy across the country. Moderate rain or snowfall with thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the Himalayan and hilly areas of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at a few places in the Himalayan and hilly areas of Lumini, Karnali and Sutrapashan provinces. At some places in the Tara areas of Madhes, Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at a few places in the Tara areas of Lumini and Sutrapashan provinces. Heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places in Madhes province and the hilly and Tarai regions of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Various programs organized on the occasion of Gen Z Martyrs Day. Rabi Lamichane urges continued creative scrutiny and performance reviews. Deaths of 1,364 people confirmed so far due to the Bhotekosi floods. 10 days estimated to reopen the road at Krishnabhir in Dhading. And India-Bangladesh rail officials begin talks to resume passenger train services. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.